We see the principal theme that comes out in our liturgy today about love, and that we are to live in a union of love with Christ. That's the command here, actually, that our Lord gives. When he gave this word, he was walking with his disciples towards the garden, for the agony in the garden, for the garden, towards the Garden of Gethsemane, after the Last Supper. And he came into a vineyard. And it was here that he gave this phrase, this part of that long discourse of our Lord after the Last Supper. As he speaks here of the bearing of fruit, he holds onto a cluster of grapes. See, we must bear fruit. Basically, he tells us we are called to bear fruit, much fruit. But we cannot do that if we live apart from God. And he uses the example of the vine and the branches. He himself being the vine, we have to be united thoroughly with him. And if not, we will not be able to do one thing that is good. In fact, he tells us, actually says it explicitly, for apart from him, you can do nothing. And then if we do not live as one with him, truly live with him, then we're like the branch that withers, falls off the vine, and is picked up and burned, this chaff. But if we live in union with him, meaning we actually live that faith we profess, we really live it, we seek always to be united with him, with our Lord, then he acts through us. And that's what he means here, really. He says, you may ask what you will, it will be done for you. Now, of course, when we ask, that means according to God's will, always. And that's what we must seek. Because then it will give glory to God. You see, then we are bearing fruit. He also makes another key point here that we must remind ourselves always. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. He already loves us, has loved us from all eternity. He loves us. So now we must love him in return. And how do we show that love? How do we live on in that love? Well, he tells us explicitly here, by keeping the commandments. We too must obey the commandments. And he says, just as I have kept my Father's commandments, we too must. We do it by actually living that faith, I repeat, we profess. We must read, we must study, we must reflect, and we must live what we learn. It's not enough to sit back and say, here I am, Lord. We must actually live. We must act on what we reflect on. And we must reflect continually. And that, you see, was the life of St. Clare, whom we celebrate today. Our Holy Mother, St. Clare, foundress of the Poor Clares, together with St. Francis. And that is the very life she sought to live as the foundress of the Poor Clares. The life that St. Francis was already preaching. In fact, she learned it from him. And thus, she sought to live that same life herself. Guided by St. Francis, she actually snuck away from her family home. She was a noblewoman in Assisi. And she left together with an aunt. And she received the habit from St. Francis himself. And thus began this life of love, a total union with Christ, a union of love, a spousal union. And not only did that bring, did she leave and begin this way of life, but so did two of her two sisters and her mother. Her younger sister, who followed her just shortly after, at only 15, is also a saint. her sister and her mother are at least by devotion, if not by acclamation by the church, are also blesseds. But that is exactly what that union of love will bring us to, that a complete, total following of Christ, living out the very gospel that our Lord himself put out first. We are merely following his example, and we are living out, exactly as our Lord says here, the commandments, living that faith. It's not enough to say it with our mouths. We must feel it in our hearts, of course, and we must act on it. We must live it. And with the grace of God, and that's what our Lord is referring to here, he says, when he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Without him, we can do nothing of good, nothing. But with him, all things are possible. We can do whatever he asks us. We need only, first of all, nurture that union of love with him. Unite ourselves with him. And then we can carry out whatever he asks of us. It's his work. And he is working through us. We need only be the docile instruments. Just let him do it. Let him lead us. And then we'll be able to carry out whatever he asks of us. Not only that, but we also see this. This is also part of this theme that we see running throughout our liturgy. That love becomes a light shining to everyone else out there. We become an example. We are witnessing then to that faith. We must then let that light shine out so that others follow that example. There's how we bear the fruits. And who knows how many will come. And we need not know. We need not seek. Again, we have to remind ourselves, it's God working through us. It's God who brings about all those conversions. It's not ourselves. We are merely the instruments. But without God, we're only going to be that little withered branch that is picked up and thrown into the fire. So we must seek that union with God every day, constantly. Remind ourselves of his presence. And seek always to live in union with him. And then we will bear much fruit. And we will attain our salvation. Otherwise, we cannot do it. Without God, without our Lord, we cannot do it. But with him, we can do all, everything we need to do. Praise be Jesus and Mary.